This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You want answers? Well, so does he. It's Alex Jones.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight. In our next segment, we're going to be joined by Lord Monckton from the EU, from the UK. Actually, he's in the EU right now. They want to get out of the EU, and they want to become their own sovereign nation again. He's going to talk about Brexit, which is the vote coming up tomorrow as to whether or not Britain will leave or whether they will remain in the European Union. This is an issue that is of global importance. What we are facing right now across the globe is a contest between global governance and individual liberty. As we remove government farther from us, we lose our freedoms more and more. As power is consolidated, that's what our founders were concerned about. That's why they created in the Constitution, they divided power between the states and between the central government. They were very concerned that the central government was going to become the overriding monster that we have today. They knew that was going to happen eventually. They tried to put some checks and balances in there, but unfortunately, the Constitution is not a self-enforcing document. And so they created a division of power between the states, between the people. The Senate was supposed to represent the states. The people were represented by the House of Representatives. And they were supposed to give some level of check to the central government. Then the central government, they tried to divide into three branches as well to keep power from being consolidated. And yet we've seen what has happened with that. Now we've moved beyond that. Now we have these central nation states. And these wars happened in the 1860s. It happened in America. We had a civil war. But also at the same time throughout Europe, there were wars of consolidation, wars that were being fought between industrial and agrarian interests. You can look at the war that happened in Italy, for example. There was a civil war in Italy, same agrarian versus industrial interests. And it was a bloody civil war in Italy as well. Look up Garibaldi's army. So we had this consolidation that happened into the nation states. Now the nation states are consolidating into global governance, but there is a pushback. In America, we have the Donald Trump campaign. In Europe, there are political parties that are forming to fight this. And what we see happening is the potential that Europe and this concentration of power, as they're trying to consolidate to the next level with these global trade agreements, that it may begin to unravel at the bottom. So they're fighting this with everything that they have. Now, before we go to Lord Monckton, I want to play the beginning of this movie that you can watch online. It's called Brexit the Movie. And I want to play the trailer for their movie because it lays this down for you as to what's at stake. If you're not following this, if you're in Britain and you're not following it, shame on you. But if you're in America and you haven't really followed this, this will give you an idea for this. Let's go to the trailer for Brexit the Movie.
We the people are being cajoled, frightened, and bullied into surrendering our democracy and freedom. This film is a rallying cry. We must fight for our independence, for the right to determine ourselves, the laws under which we live, and for the freedom to shape our own future.
This is the most important voting decision that any of us is going to make in our lifetime. With general elections, it doesn't really matter who you vote for, Conservative or Labour, because you know that in 4 years' time, you can change your mind. This time, you can't change your mind. This time is for keeps.
In this film, we'll see how the EU works.
It's like heaven for the politician or bureaucrat because it's power without accountability.
It was devised to make sure that the great mass of the people could not control government ever again.
The EU is turning into a dictatorship, and this is not overstating it.
We will see what the EU has done to Britain.
The EU has just obliterated the English fishing industry altogether.
The European policies that we face are really the single biggest threat to our competitiveness.
We'll see why Fortress Europe has been such a calamity for the European economy.
What we see is the EU bringing up the drawbridge.
The European Union has become an economic basket case.
Certainly, it is not in our economic interests to remain within the European Union. No way.
We will look at the risks of tying our fate to the failing EU.
Extremism at both ends is being fostered by the anti-democratic nature of the European Union.
Far from being safer for us to be in the EU, there are dangers.
All right, so you can see the rest of that, and you can watch that movie online to define what that is. Stay with us. We're going to be right back with Lord Monckton.
Some of the worst at keeping your data private? The Electronic Frontier Foundation Privacy Report says it's AT&T. AT&T customers need to know this when calling the Alex Jones 24-7 Listen Line at 1-605-562-9000. Big Brother is listening. No apps, no data, no internet needed, and no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes. Call the Alex Jones 24-7 Listen Line on any phone, but please don't use AT&T. For everyone else, bookmark Alex Jones Listen Line number today, 1-605-562-9000. That's 1-605-562-9000.
For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world.
There is a war against Christianity. Fight back with EPH612.com, the only clothing line for strong Christian men of faith. EPH612.com clothing is premium quality, 100% made in the USA, and has free shipping on all orders. Wear the brand made for Christian warriors. Visit EPH612.com for truth in Christian clothing.
Dr. Grip, you developed Living Defense for us. It took you over a year to do it. Why is this so good?
Because people are actually waking up to the problem that pretty much scares me the most. I mean, I try to make sure that I don't put toxins from food and water and beverages in my system. But right now, we're dealing with massive parasites, which is anything that's harmful to your body that lives off a host mechanism. Right now, with all the refugees spreading disease around. We have biological warfare going on everywhere. These are all parasites.
Tell us about all the stuff that says there's so many things that are in it.
You have the neem in there. You have the organic clove bud, the organic wormwood. I recommend doing a parasite cleanse at least twice a year.
All right. Well, I'm glad we've got some back in because I'm going back on it today. It just came back in yesterday. Living Defense, InfoWarsLife.com. And folks, you can't lose. It's full of stuff that's great for your body, period. And you support the broadcast. InfoWarsLife.com. Thank you, Dr. Grip, from the Global Healing Center. Thank you so much for all your work, sir, on this great product.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 pain relief hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
Mother. Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight, and joining us now is Lord Christopher Monckton from the UK. We're going to talk about Brexit, which comes up for a vote tomorrow. You heard the clip in the last hour. We had Boris Johnson close the debates last night, made a rousing speech saying, all you hear from the other side is fear. We offer you the opportunity to take control of your lives. He said, tomorrow can be our Independence Day. So we're going to talk to Lord Monckton about that. So we have introduction, of course. If you're a listener to InfoWars.com, you've heard him on many times. We have Lord Monckton on to talk. He is an expert on global warming. He's been very effective at fighting the lies of Al Gore and others, the censorship that we see surrounding man-made global warming narratives. He's done that in the UK. Of course, he's also a businessman. He's a newspaper editor. He's an inventor, a classical architect, and, of course, the high priest of climate skepticism. But today we're going to talk to him about what's going on with globalism. Also, if you want to find Lord Monckton, you can find him at scienceandpublicpolicy.org, where you'll find many of his papers published, and whatsupwiththat.com, where you'll find information where he exposes the lies of climate alarmism. But today we're going to talk about Brexit. We're going to talk about the economic issues. We're going to talk about the sovereignty issues. We're going to talk about the political consequences, both in Britain and in the United States, because this is a worldwide issue that is happening right now. Joining us now is Lord Christopher Monckton. Thank you for joining us, Lord Monckton.
Well, David, it's a pleasure to be with you, and my goodness, it's exciting here because I can't tell you who is going to win this vote tomorrow. I hope it's going to be the Brexiteers. I've already cast my vote by post, but it's too close to call. It could go either way. But you're quite right. In your introduction and in that wonderful film and all of the people that, who you showed clips of are friends of mine, this is an enormous blow. The fact that we've even got this referendum is an enormous blow against global government power. Yeah. They didn't ever want us to have this vote. And at least we've got the chance to have our say. And it's very evenly divided between, roughly speaking, the left and the centre-right, between the establishment and the ordinary folk, between the givers and the gobblers, to use the Rand's metric. And what is fascinating is that practically the entire global establishment, so terrified are they at the idea of Britain leaving the EU, that we've had Mr. Obama speaking out, we've had Angela Merkel, the president of Germany, speaking out, we've had the chancellor, as she's called, we've had François Hollande speaking out, we've had the head of the World Bank speaking out, we've had all manner, with the head of the Bank of England, who is not allowed to speak out of political matters, he has spoken out, and all of these are, of course, wanting us to stay in because they want to tie us in to this increasingly globalized government system.
And, yes, and further away, we have no control over what's going on in your lives. And I think that's the key phrase there, that rousing speech that was given by Boris Johnson, where he says, tomorrow can be our Independence Day. I mean, do Britons really want to govern themselves, or do they want to be governed by some European superstate that is dominated by the Germans? I really don't understand that. I mean, there was a back and forth talking about Neville Chamberlain, and they made a good point on that the other day when they questioned Cameron on that. I want to play that clip and get your reactions to it. But I see that as another issue of appeasement and surrender.
That is a very fair comparison, and of course the entire establishment throughout Europe was for appeasement in the era immediately before the Second World War. And I'll bet you'll never guess which the first state to speak out against Hitler openly and publicly was.
What was that?
It was actually the Holy See. It was the Pope Pius XII, as he was to become. He was then secretary to Pope Pius XI, who issued in German an encyclical letter, the first time it hadn't been in Latin since the early Middle Ages, and it was called Mit brennender Sorge, with profound concern. The Holy See spoke out against the Hitler regime, while everybody else, the Times of London, was for appeasement. I mean, indeed, the Daily Express in 1933 had disgraced itself by running a front-page story shortly after Hitler came to power, saying Germany is Britain's friend. And the author of its lead story was not one of its journalists, it was Joseph Goebbels. That was how much the establishment wanted the German Reich to survive and prosper, and now they want the new bureaucratic, the tyranny by Clark, which again is anti, it's not just undemocratic, it's anti-democratic, and again the establishment, which now hates democracy, viscerally hates democracy, wants to use the EU as a model for spreading effectively dictatorship worldwide. And you're quite right, David, when you say that democracy and independence are the issue. Are we going to be once again a sovereign nation? Are we going to get our independence back? And when you think that Britain was a great, proud and independent nation, the last time anyone invaded us was in 1066 AD, and now here we have the European Union invading us by stealth.
Yes.
And, of course, about half the population will tend to side with the establishment, the gobblers, the people who are on the take. They love the EU because it's a paradise of vested interests. There are 20,000 lobbyists who infest Brussels and Strasbourg, and their job is to argue for various vested interests to get free handouts from the European Union, of course, at British and other taxpayers' expense. And how much say do we get in any of this? It gets back to your point, David, about democracy and independence. At the moment, according to the House of Commons Library, which has just done a survey, 3 laws in 5 that are made for us by our Parliament in the United Kingdom are in fact only made because Brussels says we must make those laws. Wow. These laws are being enacted because the European Union's commissars, 28 unelected people who meet behind closed doors, have issued what is revealingly called a directive, which we are then obliged, under pain of unlimited and continuing fines, to enact into law in the United Kingdom. Now, the German government did a survey 5 years ago, and its conclusion, which was put in front of its constitutional court at the time, which had insisted that this sum be done, they said that, in fact, 5/6 of all laws, 5 laws in 6, not even 2 in 3, but 5 in 6,
wow,
were, in fact, enacted solely because directives by the unelected, unremovable, unaccountable, unquestionable commissars had ordered these laws to be made. That is how far from democracy we are. Now, you may say, oh, but I've heard of a thing called the European Parliament. Well, don't imagine that that is anything like a parliament. It is a fig leaf to cover the naked dictatorship behind. And this parliament cannot even bring forward a bill. Can you imagine if the United States had set up a constitution whereby the Congress was not allowed in either house ever to bring forward any new legislation?
We're getting close to that.
Isn't allowed. Yes, the European Parliament, of course, you are under Obama getting used to that, but that's not how it was supposed to work.
That's right.
And yet the Constitution of Europe is that the supreme law of Europe is proposed behind closed doors by the 28 commissars, is drafted behind closed doors by a committee called the Council of Ministers, which doesn't actually have any ministers on it. It's entirely bureaucrats. There's also a rather shadowy group called the Council of Permanent Representatives, another lot of bureaucrats that have their say. Then and only then it goes to the European Parliament. And of course, if right at the outset the commissars have decided to veto whatever law it was, then the European Parliament doesn't get its say at all. So this shows how undemocratic it is. And if the European Parliament should agree to the law proposed by the commissars, well, then it gets inflicted on us. But if they disagree, it gets inflicted on us anyway, because the commissars have and frequently exercise the right under the Treaty of Maastricht, in 5 different places it says this, to override, the unelected commissars can override the decisions of the elected Parliament of Europe. So this is an entirely anti-democratic constitution. In fact, it's very like the Soviet constitution on which it was modelled. And all that's happened is the Soviet constitution has moved westward, and we are now effectively the European Supreme Soviet.
And I would add, Lord Monckton, that what we are now looking at with the Trans-Pacific and the Transatlantic Partnership, Senator Sessions, who's one of the only senator that I know that actually looked at the agreement, has essentially said we're going to have the same thing with these trade agreements, where we're going to have an unelected, unaccountable bureaucracy that is going to be able to alter these things at will. There will be a living document, and we will have absolutely no control over them. So what you just described there in the European Union, where they can override all these deals, and of course, it's always about the money. They sell this as an economic opportunity, as an economic union, but then they use it to take our sovereignty. As Boris Johnson has said, and he's been one of the key voices on this, he says, we remain prisoners of a trade regime that will not allow this country, the 5th biggest economy on earth, to negotiate with America, China, India, or any other nation. He says that privilege is reserved exclusively for the hierarchies of the European Commission, of whose vast staff only 3.6% are British. Now, if they get this Trans-Pacific, Transatlantic Partnership, that will go from 3.6% to 0% for you. It'll go to 0% for America. We will have no say over the trade issues for our countries.
That's right. Now, we now have to do something about this. Of course, in Britain, if anybody is listening to this from Britain, for heaven's sake, if you still believe in democracy, and a surprising number don't, but if you do, then for heaven's sake, you have to vote leave. It is as simple as that. Don't be fooled by all the economic arguments that the Treasury has simply made up numbers to try and say we would go bankrupt if we were out of the EU. We'll go bankrupt for sure if we're in it. Let me give you one figure that tells you just how badly Britain has done in the EU.
Hang on with that figure, Lord Moncton. We've got to go to a commercial break, and we'll be right back. And we also have a clip. We'll talk about the other issue that came up in this, and of course, that is immigration. That has economic consequences, but it has vast consequences for the entire society. We'll talk about that when we come back with Lord Moncton. Brexit is tomorrow. Will it be Britain's Independence Day or the day they quietly cease to exist? We'll be right back.
Hi, I'm 54 years of age, and at Christmas time last year, a resident I take care of at work accidentally rolled over my right foot with his motorized scooter. I was backed into a corner, and he put it in reverse and did it again. The bones in my foot weren't actually broken, but damage was done. The remedy was to just let the foot heal on its own, and this was expected to take many weeks. As a caregiver, I do a lot of walking, and I was sort of okay when I was in motion. It's when I stopped to rest that I really felt the pain. The pain was there getting out of bed in the morning too. So I got on the One World Way at Lewis Beck, and I just had to write this testimony. No more pain. Nothing. I can only attribute this to the One World Way since I haven't introduced anything else into my life. This product is a true godsend. It gives me energy and did whatever magic this stuff does to heal my poor foot. I will take One World Way for life. Sincerely, Holly.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Yeah, first of all, I want to say, Secret 12, X2, Supermail, Brain Force, Frosty Guard, Silver Bullet. I use them all. They're phenomenal. They work. Buy them, folks.
Thank you, brother.
Really thank you guys for putting those out there.
I am a relatively short-time listener, and I'm quite a supporter of your fine, fine products.
Welcome to the InfoWar.
It's so easy to get these incredible nutraceuticals that support your health and the InfoWar at the same time.
I'm a 9-year listener. I buy all the nutraceuticals, OsteoFX.
Let me ask you a question. Have they worked for you?
They're the most unbelievable products I've ever had in my life.
What products are you taking? Are you
everything taking from Super Male to Brain Force to Winter Sun, X2, even got a little DNA Force. So and I just re-upped everything, and I just went to Autofill.
Visit InfoWarsLife.com to read the information and research and to see the reviews for yourself. That's InfoWarsLife.com or call 888-253-3139.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
KDArmor.com is your one-stop shop for the highest quality body armor, period. With packages starting at $169.99 and free shipping on every order, why would you go anywhere else? KD offers rifle thread-rated armor up to level 4 and now introducing trauma pads. Go to KDArmor.com and get your body armor today while you still can. Mention this ad and receive a free water filter for a limited time with any body armor package. Go to KDArmor.com. That's KATIArmor.com. Come and take it.
Here's Dr. Paul Meyer, Christian psychiatrist, author of 85 books, and founder of the national chain Meyer Clinics, to tell you about To Your Health liquid vitamins.
I've been taking these every day for over a decade now, and I try to encourage every one of my clients to take them every day, and there's a number of reasons. First of all, it's the best vitamins you can get. It's got dozens of vitamins, antioxidants, and nutrients in it. And then the most important reason why I do it as a psychiatrist and recommend it to my patients is because it's got brain food in it. It's got the essential amino acids. It's got tryptophan, phenylalanine, tyrosine, choline, vitamin B6, and these chemicals that are all natural from food turn into the brain chemicals that make you happy.
To Your Health is delicious. Find out more today. Call us 800-801-3459 or visit online at mytoyourhealth.com. Use the coupon code RADIO15 for a 15% discount on your order. That's mytoyourhealth.com.
Welcome back. back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight, your host. We're going to go back to Lord Moncton. We had to go to a commercial break. He had one key factor that he wanted to tell us about with the Brexit. Of course, that's coming up tomorrow. The vote is for whether or not Britain will leave the European Union. Before we get back to Lord Moncton, I just want to let you know we do have a special, a new special at InfoWars.com. Deep Cleanse, 20% off at InfoWarsLife.com. This is a way to give yourself a foundation of true health by getting rid of the toxins in your body to clean your body. You can look at the reviews on InfoWarsLife.com. We have over 100 five-star reviews. Find out what this product is about. People love this, and you can get it right now, 20% off at InfoWarsLife.com. Also, our Hillary for Prison t-shirt. Such a great design that even our enemies at Slate did a massive article on the effect that it had at a Donald Trump rally. And again, you can get these at 50% off. This is a one-week special, 50% off the first shirt and 75% off your second shirt. That's Hillary for Prison t-shirt. Let's go back to Lord Moncton. Lord Moncton, as we're going to the break, you were about to make a point. Go ahead.
Yes, it's a very simple figure about the economics of all this, which needs to be looked at very briefly, and that is that in the last two decades, the stock market in London has had its worst two decades in 650 years of operation.
Wow.
That's how well the EU has done for us. The EU has generally underperformed in the last 20 or 30 years just about all the other developed economies, and it is dragging all of us down with exactly this kind of bureaucratic mishmash of controls and regulations run by people we can't elect and can't remove that you talk of in the transatlantic trade partnership system. And what is happening here is that people like Mr. Obama, who have realized that communism is no longer popular, but who want to build in perma-communism into whatever they do, have discovered that if they make international treaties, either bilateral or multilateral, it doesn't very much matter. Under your constitution, those treaties have the force of supreme law in the United States. And they can't be repealed unilaterally as your own laws can. That's the difference. And what is more, all the powers that are transferred, whether it be to the Transatlantic Trade Partnership, whether it be to the European Stability Pact, the European Union, the World Bank, the World Law of the Sea Conference, it doesn't matter which of these entities it is, the UN is another one, there are a growing number of them, all of them very expensive. Not one of these supranational or global bodies has its governing council elected by us, the people of the states parties, for the treaties that set those bodies up. So every time you transfer power from elected hands in the democracies to a global or supranational organization, you're transferring it from elected to unelected hands every time. So every time somebody says, oh, we've got a new wonderful treaty, you will know with a terrible certainty that another large piece of your democracy has been sliced away like a piece of salami. And this is the intention of the left now, is to govern entirely by dictatorship. And so far has it gone that, to give you an example, which is being mirrored in the Transatlantic Trade Partnership, which is why I mention it to you in America too, is that the European Stability Pact, to which Britain doesn't belong because we're not part of the failing euro currency zone. But the regulations, the treaty that sets up that pact, creates a governing council which can, at will, whenever it likes, call upon any of the member states of that group, the European Stability Pact, for unlimited amounts of money. And what is more, the people who are on this governing council are, of course, elected by nobody. They're so unaccountable that even if they decided to take the money and run off with it and put it into their bank accounts in the Cayman Islands or Switzerland or Belgium, which is now becoming one of the biggest money laundering centers in the world, then the Stability Pact terms say that those people cannot be prosecuted and they cannot be sued in any civil court either. They are completely immune. They have absolute financial power over all the countries that belong to that treaty, absolute power, and even if they choose to exercise that power criminally, nobody can do anything to stop them.
Wow.
That is how, that of course, is
that's
dictatorship
amazing.
In the formal sense.
Well, now, of course, even though you're not in the, not a part of the euro, the mismanagement of the euro is driving immigration from the European Union into Britain. As the questions were being presented to David Cameron the other night, people were saying, why is it that unskilled workers that are being put out of work by mismanagement in these other states are given preference over skilled immigrants coming into our country? When we come back, we're going to take a look at what happened in that question and answer period with David Cameron. And we have Lord Monckton talking about Brexit.
March,
coming up tomorrow.
The Empire's on the Run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Soil quality determines plant health. Plant health determines animal and human health. 80% of the mineral needs of a plant are calcium-based, with the other 20% representing all the other minerals. The body needs minerals to occur in the same order of priority and ratios as plants in order to cause electrochemical reactions to occur optimally. One of the most important foods to give the body the calcium, phosphorus, and magnesium needed for proper body chemistry is whey protein. Now, add to this the new and improved technological enhancements unique to One World Whey, and you have a recipe to turn on the body's chemistry to making energy again. One World Whey's new formula appears to support your body's ability to function in a more youthful manner. People report feeling major improvements in energy and well-being within 20 minutes of taking our new and improved One World Whey. These effects last for 4 or more hours. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
More than 2 years ago, InfoWars first told you about our research into what has been called the iodine conspiracy. I've told you about how scientists have known for decades that iodine deficiencies can devastate IQ, and how the government knowingly started taking iodine out of the food and adding fluoride, the bad member of the halogen family, into the water. They took the good halogen out and put the deadly halogen in. And when the Fukushima crisis worsened, as it still is worsening today, I was there telling you how to prepare yourself and your family. Now, in 2016, even more information has been revealed concerning the connection between iodine and the gut, which many experts are now saying could be the biggest revelation ever concerning iodine. You can pull these studies up for yourself. This is the real deal, folks, and the truth is that iodine is essential, in my view, to any optimum health regimen. Stock up on Survival Shield X2 today at InfoWarsLife.com or by calling 888-253-3139. If you ever wanted a great deal on a powerful solar generator, but were waiting for an outrageously low price, you are not going to want to miss this important message. Here's why. My friends, we already see major power grid problems, and it's getting worse. So please listen. Solar generators really do provide life-saving electrical power. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run silently, emit no fumes or gases, and produce electricity from the sun. Whether it's dangerous summer storms, blackouts, intensifying civil unrest, you're not going to have to suffer through it like the rest of the sheep. And here's the best news if you want to get one this week. Solutions from Science has a big sale on their fast charge solar generators, and they're giving away a couple thousand dollars worth of off-the-grid gear in addition to the low price for InfoWars listeners. So it's a good time to check it out. Go to gridwars.com. That's gridwars.com. It's a great opportunity to generate maximum electricity with minimum money. Go to gridwars.com. That's gridwars.com.
Himself with the truth, and it's time for you to choose a side. You're listening to Alex Jones.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight, and we're talking to Lord Monckton. Of course, the vote as to whether or not Britain is going to remain or leave the European Union is tomorrow. Will it be Britain's Independence Day, as Boris Johnson said in his closing remarks, or will they lose the opportunity? We'll see what happens. It is neck and neck, and of course, they were up by 19 points before the member of parliament was killed last week, 1 week before the election. And now we've seen a 26-point swing in some of the polls. Right now they have recovered, and it looks like it is neck and neck. Nobody is predicting that. I see that as a very bad sign, because we always know that the vested interests are going to be able to swing the votes I know that's the case in America. We'll ask Lord Moncton what he thinks about that in the UK as well. But before we get back to Lord Moncton, I want to point out we've extended the Tim Kennedy special for one more day. That's our 15% off of Super Male Vitality, Brain Force, and Secret 12 at InfoWarsLife.com. These are the products that Tim Kennedy, as you've seen him talk to Alex Jones, and of course he is not only a Special Forces, but he also is a UFC fighter. And he trains intensively for both of those things. And he says what helps him the most, that he has felt the biggest improvement in, are these three products, Super Male Vitality, Brain Force, and Secret 12. And so we put those together, call it the Tim Kennedy Special, 15% off. It's been such a big seller. Alex has extended that one more day at InfoWarsLife.com. 15% off Super Male Vitality, Brain Force, and Secret 12. That's the Tim Kennedy Special. Ford Moncton, I want to play this clip from the question and answer period a couple of days ago with David Cameron. And it touches on a huge part of this issue, and of course, that's immigration. That is an economic issue as well as a cultural issue as well as a crime issue. We see what's happening throughout Europe. This is what the people said. Of course, this is a television program. They had an audience. They said it was evenly divided between people who were for and against remaining in the European Union and some people who were undecided, they said. And they let the audience ask questions to David Cameron, the prime minister. And here's a couple of those questions real quickly. I want to get your response after we play this.
Mr. Cameron, you keep saying that you propose to stop immigrants allowing to claim benefits. Is this just a proposal, or can you enforce it, or have you got to go back to the EU to get it enforced?
It's agreed. Yes, sir. It's agreed by the 27 other prime ministers and presidents. It's part of what will become a legally binding document. And these changes are coming in. The head of the European Parliament has said that too. So these are things. They come in. If we vote yes to remain in the reformed European Union on Thursday, those proposals get put in front of the European Parliament and start to be passed straight away.
What happens if somebody vetoes you?
Well, they've all agreed they won't. This is, they've all agreed.
How can we believe that?
You say that your policy that you've negotiated with Europe cannot be overruled. Yep. It can. So are you really the 21st century Neville Chamberlain waving a piece of paper in the air, saying to the public, this is what I have. I have this promise where a dictatorship in Europe can overrule it. Simple question. Yes or no question.
What I can say is the other 27 prime ministers and presidents have agreed it. And they know if Britain votes to remain, they will implement it. And I think, you know, look, this is not some empire and dictatorship. This is we're proving. Hang on, sir. We're proving.
There you go. Prove it. He says you're just a Neville Chamberlain waving a piece of paper that has absolutely no effect. You've got some promises from these people. They can renege on these promises. He says, well, they told me if we stay in, they're going to do something to improve this immigration thing. They're not buying it. Lord Moncton, your comments.
Imagine if you, in the United States, were told that you had to depend on the will of 27 other nations, any one of whom could say no to you.
Yeah.
Now, the history of Britain's appeals, for instance, to the so-called European so-called Court of so-called Justice, which is the European Union's rubber stamp court, is that in 80% of all cases brought by Britain to try to get its way in the European Union, under David Cameron, it has lost those cases. The average has been 75%, and it's now gone up to 80% that we lose. We have absolutely no influence whatsoever. And in all 72 instances of where the British Parliament has tried to say no under David Cameron to European laws, in every single one of those cases, the European law has been enacted anyway. We have absolutely no say in Europe. And David Cameron is pretending that somehow we are all in the club together and we can do what we want. The fact is, the only way we can control immigration, and you're quite right that after democracy, immigration is the next biggest issue. The only way we can control immigration is to come out of the EU. And I'll give you the figures to show you why it is. We are getting something like a million people a year in net terms coming into the UK and staying there. How do we know? Because although the official immigration figures say it's about 300,000 or 400,000, the true figures are given by what are called the national insurance numbers issued. And something like 600,000 of those every year are being issued to EU nationals coming to Britain, and another 400,000 being issued to foreigners, so beyond the EU. So we know that immigration is at two or three times the rate the official figures show, because national insurance numbers, you can't work without one, you can't claim benefit without one. The two things that people want to do when they come to Britain is either to work or to claim benefit. So we know from that that immigration is on a far larger scale than this government wants to admit. We know it. We know that the vast majority of that immigration is coming just from the 27 other nations of the EU rather than from the 200 other nations worldwide. And so we know that if we want to control immigration, staying in the EU is simply not an option. Those are the hard figures, the figures that don't really get into the papers much. The Daily Telegraph revealed this morning or yesterday morning this scam by which the government is undercounting immigration by a very, very large scale, and the national insurance numbers which allow you to work or to claim benefit are the much more revealing figure. The revenue people, the IRS in the UK, actually keep statistics on who these numbers are being allocated to every year. So we know that immigration is happening at a far larger scale than it should, and we know that the only way to control that is to come out. Now let's look at Cameron's saying that he's got the agreement of the other 27 member states. Fact is that all that has to happen now is a coalition against us in the European Parliament, because everybody except the Britain wants immigration to continue to be free and easy, because they can just export the immigrants straight to Britain, where they all seem to end up, because we have a more generous benefit system, one with far fewer checks on it, and also everybody speaks English, which they don't in most other European countries. So everybody who is an immigrant wants to come to Britain, because it's a civilized and friendly place as well. So they may well, in the European Parliament, say, well, we're going to vote this down. Now, of course, the commissars could simply say they were going to push it through anyway, but they don't like Britain, so they probably wouldn't. And what David Cameron is admitting to here is, in effect, is that he has lost control of immigration completely, and he has no control whatsoever about what the European Union will do to us if we remain. The only way we will get control over our immigration is if we come out of the European Union, and then we can tell people from the European Union how many of them can come in. We'll obviously want skilled workers to come in. We'll want people who are being treated badly by the EU or by any member state to come in via the asylum rules, just as we always have done internationally. If you're in hardship and you have nowhere else to turn, Britain will always welcome you. What we're not going to have is this tide of economic migrants. I mean, there'll be another 72 million of them if Turkey joins the EU.
Yes.
And although Mr. Cameron pretends he doesn't want Turkey to join the EU, privately and behind the scenes, he's been working overtime to try and get Turkey in. He is trying, quite deliberately, to destroy Britain as an independent country so as to establish this world elite dictatorship. If anybody is listening thinks this sounds extreme, that is because his ambition is extreme. The ambition of these people is to do away with democracy altogether. And the single biggest threat to their plan is this vote tomorrow. So if you are listening in the United Kingdom, or you have friends in the United Kingdom who are dithering about how to vote, tell them that this is their one chance to do not only Britain, but also Europe and the world a favour by striking a blow, and a very strong blow, for democracy. And I suppose we might use the words of a well-known film, and we might say, we will not go quietly into the night. We will not go without a fight. And
good,
this
hope
will be our Independence Day.
Yes, yes. I hope that will be the case. And, of course, as you're talking about immigration, it is not simply the quantity of immigration that is causing economic difficulty, but it's also the quality of immigration. We have an article on Infowars.com. Calais migrants are rioting and they're chanting F the UK. They demand access to Britain. It's bone-chilling footage that shows their car Some British holidaymakers driving through thick clouds of tear gas as French riot police battle in vain to restore control on the road leading to the town's port. And, of course, this is something that has been going on for quite some time. In Calais, they cannot control the situation that's going there. As you mentioned, David Cameron wants to have Turkey in. This is something else that came up in this question-answer period, as they pointed out, and he didn't deny it. He said, yes, I have said that I would very much like for Turkey to be a member of the European Union. They are already a member of NATO. But he goes, that's not going to happen in my lifetime. I can't really see that happening for another 30 years. And you know, Lord Monckton, it reminded me of the Old Testament story about Hezekiah, where he has the Babylonians come to visit him in Jerusalem, and he shows them all the treasures of Jerusalem. And after they leave, Isaiah comes into him and goes, what have you done? And he goes, here's the message from God. He says, these people will take your sons, and they will turn them into slaves and eunuchs. And his response is, good, it won't happen in my lifetime. I mean, that's what we're seeing from David Cameron. Great, it's not going to happen in my lifetime. It'll happen 30 years from now. But it may not happen 30 years from now. It may be sooner. But what a despicable attitude that he would say, fine, we'll let them loot Britain and destroy this country because it won't happen in my lifetime. I'll be able to enjoy this in my lifetime.
Well, that is a very nice parallel. The other favorite one I have from biblical times is that curious story of the Lord of Life when he went into the desert. And the devil visited him there and said, oh, look at this splendid world. I will give all of this to you if only you follow me. Now, that was a very curious and rather dumb thing for the devil to say, because, of course, the Lord of Life already owned the world and indeed the whole universe. Didn't need to be given it by anybody. And so often we are given these exaggerated promises by the forces of evil that either that something good will happen when they know perfectly well it won't, or that something bad, if it ever were to happen, wouldn't happen in their lifetime. This is the line that the devil always uses to try to buy people's support. Yeah. And talking of buying people's support, that's really what the entire Remain campaign, the people who want to stay in the EU, that's what they've been doing. They've been using two things. One is fear, saying we can't survive on our own in the tough old world if we come out of the EU. Well, it wasn't that long ago that we had an empire that covered a quarter of the globe, and the sun never set on it. It's not as though we haven't had practice in making our own way in the world. We still have our special relationship with the United States, despite Mr. Obama having removed the bust of Churchill from the White House. We still have our special relationship with the Commonwealth of Nations, including one nation, Mozambique, that never was part of the British Empire, that applied to join because it liked the friendliness and common sense of purpose that the Commonwealth has. And so all of these links that we already have, and of course we also have many friendly links with Europe. One thing you should not ever think, David, is that those of us who are tired of the European Union are anti-European. We are pro-European. I studied the ancient civilizations of Greece and Rome. And I'm a huge admirer of the contribution that Europe has made to our civilization in music, in art, in architecture, in literature, in science, in so many different fields. Europe has been the cradle of today's civilization.
Yes.
So why then would I wish to sever myself from it? The answer is I don't. But the European Union is not only anti-democratic, it is anti-European. It stands against the continent that gave the world not only the concept, but also the name of democracy. It stands against the civilization, the Christian civilization, that has been such a gentle force throughout the world, such a force for good on balance. Not that us Christians are perfect by any means, but at least we're trying to be. And this is all rejected by the European Union. So your raising of the biblical quotation there is a very important one. Because although most of our church leaders who are left-wing are therefore in favor of the European Union, some of them are beginning to wake up to the fact that the biggest threat to religion here in Britain is the European Union itself. This is a growing problem now. For instance, no Catholic ends up as a commissar, or very few of them do, because they're subjected to a grilling, a public grilling by the other commissars. And one of the questions they tend to get asked is, what is your view about homosexuality? And of course, if you're Catholic, you say, well, I'm terribly sorry, but the church is against it. I'm not against any individual homosexual, but what they do is something that we think is wrong. And it's wrong because it's medically dangerous. And if you say that, you can't become a commissar. So they're already getting into the moral sphere as well as the economic sphere and the political sphere and the democratic sphere, and taking over and allowing only one point of view, which is generally a very left-wing and very anti-religious point of view, to prevail.
And it's not just appointing people into office, as Boris Johnson pointed out. He went through, it was about a month ago, and I covered it and talked about the parallels between the reasons that he said would be good for Britain to get out of the European Union. And I said, hey, these are all great reasons for Texas to get out of the United States, to secede from the United States. We ought to have a Texit. And actually, there was an article that came out a couple of days ago from The Guardian. I guess they saw that, or they were talking to some Texas independence people and called it Texit. But one of the things that he said was, we'd be able to get out from under the jurisdiction of the European Court of Justice, which is increasingly arbitrating in questions over which we never thought it would have any power, like the rights of a child, getting into the family. And so they've got a court that is intruding itself into the details of individual life. It's not just excluding people because of their religious beliefs, but it's that kind of intolerance. And, you know, you mentioned Winston Churchill a couple of times as bust. We talked about the issue of whether or not David Cameron is acting like Neville Chamberlain. When Winston Churchill talked in the history of the English-speaking people about the American Brexit, our revolution, what he said was it was a liberating force for Britain. He said what it did was it enabled them to strengthen parliamentary democracy. And I think the people you're talking about, there's no animosity, there's no xenophobia about the people of Europe. You don't want to isolate yourself from them. But it is something that the European groups themselves want, self-government, just like you want it in Britain. And so it would be a liberating thing for all of the people of Europe. That is why the powers that be, the political globalist powers, why all of the industrialists and people like George Soros, all the central bankers are working so hard to defeat this referendum tomorrow. Stay with us. We'll be right back with Lord Monckton, and we're going to have more Trump coverage coming up in the next hour, plus a report from Alex Jones.
Infidel Body Armor and an Army Ranger have produced a high-speed DVD and book to show you how to drive in combat, patrol, and how to survive in combat. Skills you'll need when it hits the fan. Go to DrivenDVD.com. DrivenDVD.com.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level. That's advertise.gcnlive.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Dr. Grip, you developed Living Defense for us. It took you over a year to do it. Why is this so good?
Because people are actually waking up to the problem that pretty much scares me the most. I mean, I try to make sure that I don't put toxins from food and water and beverages in my system. But right now, we're dealing with massive parasites, which is anything that's harmful to your body that lives off a host mechanism. Right now, with all the refugees spreading disease around. We have biological warfare going on everywhere. These are all parasites.
Tell us about all the stuff that says there's so many things that are in it.
You have the neem in there. You have the organic clove bud, the organic wormwood. I recommend doing a parasite cleanse at least twice a year.
All right. Well, I'm glad we've got some back in because I'm going back on it today. It just came back in yesterday. Living Defense, InfoWarsLife.com. And folks, you can't lose. It's full of stuff that's great for your body, period. And you support the broadcast, InfoWarsLife.com. Thank you, Dr. Group, from the Global Healing Center. Thank you so much for all your work, sir, on this great product.
For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world.
There is a war against Christianity. Fight back with EPH612.com, the only clothing line for strong Christian men of faith. EPH612.com clothing is premium quality, 100% made in the USA, and has free shipping on all orders. Wear the brand made for Christian warriors. Visit EPH612.com for truth in Christian clothing.
You know about RVs, you've heard about bunkers, but surviving is not recreation, and man wasn't made to live underground. Introducing Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid survival bug-out house that's mobile, well-equipped, and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Go to survivalistcamps.com to learn more. That's survivalistcamps.com, providing your basic needs to survive. Survivalistcamps.com.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight, and we're talking to Lord Monckton. We're talking about the upcoming election tomorrow, Brexit. Will Britain leave the European Union? Will they vote for freedom for self-government, or will they be subsumed into this expanding Borg? Now, just before we went to break, we mentioned Texas, and Lord Monckton, about a month ago, Boris Johnson, former mayor of London, came out and gave 8 reasons why Britain would be better off outside of the European Union. And when he did that, I played each one of the points and I said, you know, what would happen if Texas left the United States, if we seceded successfully? And like the first point, he says, well, there's £350 million per week that are going to the European Union net. That we're losing, and I looked at our numbers, and I came up with $1.5 billion per week going to the federal government net from Texans, and so we would have that money to spend. So there are all these different parallels. We go step by step and say, hey, why can't we govern ourselves? Texas is 10 times larger than all 13 colonies were combined at the time they did their Brexit. Clearly, we have a much more diversified economy. We have our own energy sources, just as Britain does. We could go it alone as well. Oh, we don't have
in the Daily Caller a month ago. And I was recommending that Texas should indeed secede. I believe it has a right under its own constitution when it joined the Union to reserve the chance to secede if it ever wished to do so. And I believe it's the only state that has this special privilege. However, under the post-colonial disposition in international law, where the right of self-determination of peoples is paramount, if the people of Texas, which is quite large enough and economically prosperous enough to be viable as an independent state, chose to become independent, whether or not the United States Constitution or the Texas Constitution allows it, if the people of Texas want it, then they should have it. And I know the Republican leadership in Texas rather shabbily managed to
We're getting a little bit of problem there with the reception on our Skype. It's starting to drop out. Let's hang. Yeah, are we back now?
Oh, I'm sorry about that.
Yes, we lost you there for a moment on Skype. Go ahead. We're back.
Okay, I'll just carry on. I was saying that Texas makes a lot of sense. You have the right to secede, even if the United States says you haven't, and even if the Texas Constitution says you haven't.
That's
if
right.
The people wish it, under the post-colonial disposition in international law, you are entitled to become independent whenever you wish to do so.
Well, Boris Johnson is talking about independence today. That's what our Declaration of Independence says. I mean, there certainly wasn't any legal authority for them to do it from the British Crown. There wasn't any opportunity from the King to say, well, you can just leave whenever you want to. They took that exactly. Right. They declared that right because they said as human beings, we have these natural rights that we possess to secure our liberties. That's the reason that we create governments. That's the fundamental basis for our government. So I'm in favor of anybody having self-government at any level.
And that is how international law now works, particularly in the post-colonial era. And I'm going to make you an offer here, David. I'm going to say this. On behalf of Her Majesty and the British government, if Texas would like to leave the United States and rejoin the crown, then the only tax you will pay is half a crown a pound on tea. and the rest you won't have to pay. Now, you compare that with what your federal government charges, and you see that you'll be better off under the Crown than you would under the United States.
Well, we would have that taxation with some representation. See, the problem we have now, Lord Monckton, is we have regulation without representation, just as you do in the EU, except ours is coming from the federal bureaucracy. They enact an even larger bureaucratic burden on us than the European Union does on Britain. Stay with us right after the top of the hour. We're going to be back with Lord Monckton for another 5 minutes. Thank you for sticking around for another 5 minutes. Then after that, Alex Jones is going to be joining us with more comments about Donald Trump's speech today. We'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.